In time, you will know what it's like to lose.
What's up?
You know, that was a beautiful serenation of your acoustic guitar, Matt. However, it doesn't fit the mood.
Oh, well.
Or the state of the world right now at all.
I figured we needed a break from all the chaos.
Is that what we need?
You know,
I think
nice
we
little,
do.
A nice little melody.
Well, as Matt plays some background music for us, I'll go ahead and intro us into the show here. This is the Thoughtcaster Variety Show. Welcome to the shitcast, y'all. So we have a lot on our minds. I think probably everybody in the world, after witnessing some current events this week, have a lot on their minds. Again, I need to reiterate, this background music absolutely does not justify the mood.
Yeah, no shit.
But if you guys listen to this show at all, I know you know that we're a bunch of shitheads, so we just make light of fucking everything.
Is that better? No.
No, you know, we need to plug in an electric guitar, an axe, and get a double hitter drum set in here. That, I think.
We need the dude from Mad Max with the fire coming out of his guitar. That's what we need.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Shit, flying flames out of his guitar. That's what we need. I really think the whole world needs to eat more gummies.
Well, before we get into anything else, I want to introduce, we have a special guest. He's been on this show before, Owen. How the hell are you, bud?
I'm doing well.
Are you holding up during the whole COVID pandemic?
I wouldn't say thriving, but definitely surviving.
Yeah. Well, how are you? Have you been involved in any writing or looting in the past year? Anything like that?
In these past 12 months, I cannot say. I've stayed pretty sober and clear in the past 12 months.
You know, I can concur to that as well.
Now, you go 16, 18 months out, it gets a little sketchy.
Oh. Right, we're all headed for
18
it.
Months out, it gets a little unclear.
The first place I'm robbing is the Dollar Tree.
The Dollar Tree.
Fucking Dollar Tree, man.
Well, I'm getting the helium tanks.
What?
I'm getting the helium tanks.
Why the helium, bud?
Could you imagine just going to war and, like, right before, you know, you shoot somebody face to face, you have that helium voice? Like, die, motherfucker! Boom! You know, I mean,
you little bitch.
That was an insensitive joke. Anyways, what is not a joke is what happened this past Wednesday,
yeah,
right?
That's so tough without the top of your head, aren't you, bitch?
It was Wednesday, right? Wednesday was the 6th, right?
That was something.
The Million MAGA March, I believe.
I got Edith thingy.
Yeah, I think it was the 6th 2 days ago.
Yeah, the guy had a fucking beefalo on his head or some shit.
A beefalo?
A beefalo horns.
He was the random creator wrestler mode on the SmackDown games. That's what that guy was in real life, though.
Generic, but come to life.
Or he was auditioning for the next season of Vikings or some kind of
like,
Game
who
of
the
Thrones
fuck
spin-off,
really,
but...
though? Who the fuck dresses up like that to attack the Capitol? And what the fuck was up with security?
It definitely wasn't the capital of Scandinavia, so...
What the fuck... What the fuck was up with security? Because, like, well, come on.
Oh, the security, because what? Cause
how the fuck did they just get in? Yeah,
good question. So we'll go around and, you know, I want to break this down, get everybody's thoughts about this. So, Owen, what do you think the reasoning for that was? It appeared that, you know, cops were just the officers were just letting people in.
Without knowing all the details, it'd be tough. It'd be only speculation at this point.
Speculation's fine. We're not a show about facts. We just say whatever. It's Thoughtcasters. Literally, yeah. The first thought that pops
not
in your head.
Fact-casters,
fucking say it.
Well, if that was my job, but I saw a bunch of people, I'd be like, the fuck are you all supposed to be? I mean, that's not going to happen if I'm working right there, but that's me.
I mean, what I the fuck are you that jokers doing in here? I know you're not supposed to be in here.
No.
Like, that's going
to
be your first thought.
I'm paid to keep you out of here.
Like, fucking, are they going to still get a paycheck? Because I think no.
Right.
You know? I think.
So, I did some... I tried to do enough research, gather a lot of facts before I got my opinion about this entire situation. So, I did see a video. A lot of the rioters were in there, and face-to-face with the officers, telling them directly that, hey, we supported you when the rest of the country didn't. We don't want you to get hurt, but there is a mob of people behind us, and they're going to break through no matter what, and we don't want you guys getting hurt. And they're like, we'll create a path for you to get out of here safely. And that's exactly what they did. Now, I don't know if these officers had an earpiece in, and then, like, because, like, shortly after some events that took place, tactical officers came in, you know, behind them, all that, because I believe is can't I, Ashley Babbitt is I think Babbitt Babbitt actually Babbitt I think the Air Force veteran that was shot. There was an Air Force veteran that was shot. And I'm hearing a lot of, and we're going to get into this too about how the left is making this kind of a part of their agenda and trying to make this a racial battle.
I think it's all a conspiracy. All a conspiracy. Nobody was shot. There's not even a Capitol building.
Right, it's all part of the Matrix.
There's
it's
not even
illusion
a
illusion of freedom.
We're in a huge dome.
A huge,
it's huge.
A huge one.
It's huge. The nicest dome, I might add. It's huge and it's fancy. It's the biggest dome. The best dome we've ever seen.
The British built it.
Best dome
we've
ever seen.
House.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So one of the first things that popped up during this whole debate after the current events have taken place is that if this was a BLM movement, that more people would have been shot and killed on site without hesitation. But because this was a majority white mob, they were taking, they took it easy on them. So I want to get both of your guys' opinions on that side of it. So what do you think, Matt? Do you think,
I don't know.
Do you think there's a difference or?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't really think there's that much difference. I also am not, like, had there been groups of fucking hillbillies running around fucking setting fire to everybody's goddamn neighborhoods prior to this happening, I could maybe understand them being met with guns and shit. But, like, the problem is the first dude to fucking walk down the street protesting wasn't shot in the fucking face, wasn't hit with fucking smoke bombs and shit. It was after fires were lit. Like, so it's hard to say. I really don't think. I think they would be treated the same way if there was fucking starting fucking fires and shit, because there was white people in those crowds too. You know what I mean?
And this is in regards to the BLM protest over the
like,
summer.
You know what I mean?
Okay. What do you think, Owen?
I'd like to think the word equal opportunity ass kicker.
I like that point of view.
I know that I'm sexist when it comes to my ass kicking. I'm more reserved to issue one to the ladies, which
more
is wrong.
Reserved.
I should be equal on that, and I'm guilty of that.
No, they
so
need
I
equality,
hope.
Too. Equality means equal ass
that.
Kickings.
Yeah. That is the wrong time to say it. I condone that. I don't, but
I don't condone hitting a woman, but I condone equality, and it means what it means.
It means what it means.
No, you're right. I mean, we all have the right to voice our opinions, assemble peacefully.
If I explain what it means, I'm probably mansplaining, and that's also wrong, so I don't want to do that either.
Right. It seems like if they were black, they would have been met with more violence more quickly.
But okay.
I don't know. Not being black, that'd be difficult for me to say that.
Right, right. Sure. Yeah, you're honest. That's good. Did you guys know in the 1960s, a similar thing took place with the Black Panthers, where they actually stormed the Capitol building? And I didn't confirm or not if they were armed, but I think some were armed.
I think they were armed. I think they had all legal firearms.
Yeah, which of course
no pipe bombs?
Most people do. Yeah, well, that's a whole nother. That was placed at both DNC and RNC, so who knows what the hell that was all about? But
I think like the bricks that were placed all around during the riots, away from any sort of new construction. That the security people just let people in for the fun of it, I think is what happened.
Well, I mean, we won't.
Like,
no,
those
we
bricks
there,
were stirring the pot, and letting fuckers in was also stirring the pot.
I definitely know there's probably like, powers that be at play here.
How is that? How is it possible, though? Like, if my job's to not let you in here, and I got six other trained mofos that also say, we're not letting you in,
Yeah. You're
not getting in.
Yeah, but, like, you got to think.
Where were the pictures of these people with guns as they were coming through? You know what I'm saying? Like, all these people that were inside the Capitol building. Like, I've seen pictures of, like, 8 people inside that building after it was stormed, and none of them had guns.
Right, right. Well,
so, like, how the fuck did they get in? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to pop you with a rubber round. You're not going to keep running.
Well, there's definitely non-lethal ways to,
I pop you with a rubber round, you're not going to keep running. I'm going to tase your ass, Willie. You're flopping around like a fucking fish on the ground.
So my biggest pet peeve here, and this is...
Floppy.
This is just an obvious... It's
legs
obvious
keep
to
twitching
people,
and just don't fucking stop you.
This is like an obvious thing to people who... Obviously, if you are, a new age liberal... Or someone who is part of the leftist side of the spectrum.
Where fucking Libby,
you don't
are you, Willie?
See this as much as us conservatives would see it, because we're kind of like we're the ones being fired at. We're the ones being targeted as far as the agendas and the narratives go. And I know a lot of people might not agree with it. They might not see it or realize it, but. When other protesters for 7 months are burning down cities, tearing apart small businesses, and then you try to compare it to what happened on Wednesday, it's like apples to oranges. Now, 100%, I don't condone the rioting and destruction of private property, because if I did, then I'd be a hypocrite, right? I mean, I called out the last riots, and I have to call out this one as well.
But, I was hearing a bunch of people were like, oh, well, if they're going to attack anybody, they need to attack D.C. and the people running shit during all these riots. Like, don't attack the innocent people. Attack the people making these decisions. And it's like, yeah, that's a really good idea. And then the moment that shit fucking happens, the moment anyone actually tries to break into the Capitol because something's going on at the Capitol, like, everyone's like, oh, this is terrible. It's a terrorist attack. Not all the fucking innocent lives that were lost or livelihoods ruined. That wasn't terrorist attacks. So but now it's a terrorist attack that they're attacking the specific people responsible for, I don't know, our well-beings. And now you guys are somehow like, well, no, don't attack government as we wanted you to do a little while ago. You know, it doesn't make sense.
So I lost, like, a lot of people on Facebook unfriended me because...
Because they're little bitches!
Well, because, like, I made the comment that, like, liberals are blindfolded for 7 months of rioting, but then today they're completely woke and wide awake to it. And it's like, now you kind of know how the rest of us, where we were coming from. So now we can kind of relate. Like, you didn't like what happened, right?
Well,
neither did we, you know?
We're just mad we went to the fucking source and not You know what I'm saying? I would say we. Like, I didn't go there, and I wouldn't have stormed the
Capitol.
I'm saying
collectively, though. Generalization.
But I mean, the thing is like, you know, people say, oh, there's one's about racism, one's about, like, well, this would also be about racism.
No, this one was not about racism at all.
No, I'm saying this is also about the same people that make the fucking laws, is what I'm saying. They're attacking D.C. and the people that are fucking controlling what's going on. They're not going down there to the fucking corner store owner and saying, God damn it, the government's fucked me over, I'm burning your shit down. You know what I'm saying? They actually went to...
They went to the source.
They went somewhere where they could fucking have some kind of, you know, I don't know what the word is, some kind of power. You know what I mean?
Reconciliation, maybe?
Like, I'm not going to go to fucking... your house and kick down your front door when fucking my landlord's being a douchebag. I wouldn't do that. Like, what the fuck?
You have a house and I don't. Fuck you.
Yeah, like, huh? Fucking, this is the dumbest shit in the world. No, the landlord's being a douchebag. Go kick down his office door. I don't know. No, you don't do that. That's probably going to cause you more problems. But you're getting the point. I mean, I think
if they would have just remained 100% peaceful, this would have been the perfect demonstration of freedom of speech. Whoa. Unfortunately, it did not happen. But I can't sit here and yeah, no, two wrongs do not make a right. We understand
no, they
that.
Don't.
But it's kind of a told you so moment. And it's like, you can't just.
Well, it's like, I want to know what the fuck they accomplished here. What did you accomplish by burning buildings down during all these fucking riots? And what was accomplished by this little fucking break-in at the goddamns? What was that?
I'll tell you what.
What was really?
I'm gonna tell you the common factor here, Matt and Owen. This is what I believe the common factor.
Radicals.
Well, no, you have two sides. You have your conservatives. You have your liberals. And guess what? Both sides are pissed and they want to be heard.
Two wings, one bird. Is that commonality? Two wings, one bird. And both sides have been fucking us forever?
Basically. So you know who's going to suffer the most in all this? The center people. The center rights, the center lefts. Because
I got to work. That's going to fuck me.
The center people like a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Now, often, a lot of centered people end up getting along.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Willie's mommy hit me with a wiffle ball bat.
I don't think she would do that. She's an angel, bud.
Yeah, she's...
She's a fucking saint!
She's a fucking sweetheart. I'll say it again!
But no, seriously...
Fucking die!
I think that, everybody's just fed up. So I think this is the beginning of something.
Yeah, I think everybody needs to eat some gummies.
we need...
help with anxiety.
We need to just put, like THC oil and all the public water, CBD oil.
Oh, fucking
and all
drug
the
kids, Willie.
The
drug the kids.
Okay, more CBD.
Drug the kids.
It's less
running. Drug the kids.
Doesn't it be, what's the word, psychoactive?
It all right, like, the water. Shit.
But no, I was told I was too far gone. And I have
too far gone.
I'm too far gone because of my conservative views and stuff like that. And I'm just thinking, you know, I can say the same about people on liberal views, because, like, the thing is that
one side
is never going to agree with the other side, and it's always going to be this battle. It's yin versus yang. You know, it's always going to be like that. At least,
you know,
it's going to get worse.
Man,
you know,
I'm reminded when they told Jesus some people were too far gone in sinning ways, and he's like, more or less, he's like, who should the doctor go see? The sick people or the ones who are well? Like, nobody's too far gone.
Yeah, what are you gonna say? I guess, you know, again,
I don't even remember now. I'm dying.
If that's somebody's opinion about me, it's the right to feel that way. Matt, I cannot do this podcast when you're coughing up a freaking lung.
Listen, man, I'm just dying, okay?
You survived COVID, you can survive whatever this is.
Oh, is this goddamn vape pen? And I don't know, man, it's more harsh than the COVID's. Shit, it does not care about your life.
Common ground's a huge thing. If we're able to find common ground, what is it? Out of tragedy comes... the opportunity. Out of destruction comes the opportunity for
I think we're all sitting on common ground, aren't we? We're all on the kitchen floor.
Yeah, we are. And we're here with interspecies diplomacy because we got Kitty Buggo.
Oh, yeah.
So now that is species to species communication on common ground. But yeah. That's the stuff we can put
We're
on
all
display
on the
for
same
aliens.
Kitchen floor right now.
I don't think that has anything to do with what he was saying.
The kitchen floor of life, you dick.
The kitchen floor of life.
Man, there is a beautiful kid song where it's going to teach him geography or whatever, at least the names of the different nations.
Uh-huh.
And it's talking about how we're all sitting on the same big blanket and the ants are carrying our food off and everything else. And I'm like, but still, they do a great job naming them all off.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever to get through to them, right?
Yeah, whatever works. It works for me. Works. It made me think about Chad and all my neighbors in the wonderful place of Chad. So, to anyone from Chad who may be listening, much love.
Chad, like the
Chaz?
The region,
Chaz?
Not that region.
Oh, I'm about to say, are you referring to that autonomous zone that was constructed over the summer?
No, not at all. No.
He's like, fuck that place.
I did not know that was the name of that place.
Chaz, I think.
Is that the region in Seattle? No, I'm not.
Yeah,
no,
Chaz.
No. I'm talking about Chad in Africa, is where I'm. Right. If I'm remembering it correctly. All my AU brethren and sisters out there, much love, Jumbo.
We do have some international listeners. So to you guys, thanks for listening to our bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know why you're still here, but thanks.
we're
crazy.
Keep trying to expand and reach out and get more people here. People who want to listen to nonsense, of course. Maybe we'll make them chuckle here and there. Who knows?
If you got friends, tell them about us. I don't care what you tell them, but we're here.
So a lot of media outlets were saying that Donald Trump was trying to formulate a coup during these demonstrations that happened.
Right.
So what do you guys think about that? Do you think this was like Donald Trump's way of like trying to, you know, cause an uprising, a revolution?
I've never met him. It's difficult to say.
You've never met him? Yeah.
I'd
like that you don't just assume.
I don't know, but
That is the best way to answer that one, because without knowing the man.
To at least have one conversation.
Yeah, not knowing his mindset, it would be hard to say. I really don't think that Trump would be like, hey, guys, go fuck up D.C.
I don't know. Hey, I don't
go
know
fuck up D.C.
Wouldn't.
It'll be huge. I don't think he was doing that. I don't. But, fuck, maybe he is batshit crazy, and he was like, this will work. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think if it was more of a coup, I think there'd be a lot more armed people, and I think if they would have gotten in there, because they got into the building, they wouldn't have left the building. They would have just been, they would have, seriously, build a fortress.
Infiltrate the lair.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Infiltration.
It could have been anything, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I guess. Maybe he insinuated
Maybe one day we will know.
I don't think so.
He possibly could have done more, but I mean, that's like trying to tell somebody who's not a motivational speaker that you could have gone out there and said something more. That maybe isn't his strong point. I don't know.
Well, like, he released the fucking video statement and shit condemning all of it, and like a bunch of fucking shit took it down. Like, I don't think it's bullshit.
Oh, they're censoring him completely. Yeah. Twitter, Facebook.
Like, they're Instagram. Like, President Trump's not doing enough. It's like what you said, that he wouldn't release a video after you took down the video he released. Like, you're cunts. You're all cunts. Like, what are you?
Well, I mean, so you censored the President of the United States, and I didn't see a lot of the postings that he did leading up to this event, but I imagine he wasn't going out there and saying, burn down the building, overthrow our government, you know. And,
no,
he said some pretty radical stuff in the past.
I know he said.
I don't imagine he said that.
And I've stayed consistent on that opinion.
He
too,
didn't
that
say
Donald
anything more
shit.
Radical than half the shit that fucking I hear from the left and all these people that want change. And you know, they all act like they need to storm the fucking Capitol and shit to fucking make change in our government, but then when somebody actually tries to do that, they're all like, oh my god, it's so terrible.
It's because it doesn't
fit their agenda. It's so terrible. It's like, oh my god, you guys are little bitches.
I know.
Like, you're about it until someone starts it, and it makes me doubt it.
I know that if you storm the post office, that's a federal offense, so I could only imagine with the Capitol.
Oh,
yeah,
oh
no,
with some levels.
A lot of people are going to get some prosecution from that.
Oh, yeah.
I just think, you know, I think both sides want change. They do, but they want different change, and they can never agree on it.
Checks and balances.
Yeah. And the thing that we're seeing now, though, is, I mean, I'm sure you guys are aware that the Republicans have lost Senate now. So now we have a majority of liberal and Democrat leaders, which completely throws the balance off. Because at least if one controls the House and one controls the Senate, you have that opposition there, you know? Then people can kind of make their point more. When you have one side controlling the whole thing, you don't have the, you know, everything's just going to go through.
This is where we crumble and fall. Yeah.
See, I was looking on the other shoe on that one with your crumble and fall, because I was just thinking in my mind, I'm excited to see what kind of young candidates would emerge for policy writing.
Okay.
To try and retake claims, to try and get those votes back, to try and regain
hopefully
some power or whatever.
Oh, you mean like Republican?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's how they choose to run, they could run under whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, you see different left-wing or more left-minded individuals. You see them younger and younger come out.
It's true.
I'm just thinking what kind of counter-opposition you're going to have from the Republican, the right-minded.
I'm not, like, opposed to a classical liberal point of view. I think classical liberal points of view, I actually like some things from it. It's the new progressive liberals that scare me because they are so radical. You know, they are very far left.
I kind of like to look at it like football terms. So, like, you can have your option offense, right, which is the quarterback. He can distribute the ball how he wants to the running backs. He can hang on to it. It's more of a run-oriented, I dare say. But you can also do the run-pass option. Anyway, you got, like, an option attack, or you have, like, a spread attack where you got receivers outside. You distribute the ball from the quarterback, and he's slinging it down the field, whatever else. So you can look at the playbooks, right? So you can take some aspects of one playbook, the spread, the right wing or the left, however you want to, you know.
Yeah, makes sense.
You take aspects from the other one, like the option, you get the run pass option, then you can make a hybrid kind of playbook out of it. But I don't know.
Yeah.
And then some people want to go for it on every fourth down, which is more radical, where it's like, wait a minute, we don't have to do that every time.
Right, okay. See,
well, yeah, we can't just stick, we can't just fucking stick to one side, like, you know what I'm saying? Because that's only helping one set of people, but I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. Whatever we're doing clearly isn't working.
I think one of my biggest fears about the censorship aspect of it all is, where does it stop, right? You know, where is there a stopping point? Is like, okay, we can censor up to this point, but then we're going to, which Facebook and all the social medias are privatized companies, so they can do whatever the fuck they want.
They're all touching each other's booty holes.
They're twiddling each other's Facebook. They're going over the MySpace.
They're all tickling
to twiddle
each
their
other's
pickles, all over their Facebook.
They're all tickling each other's pickles, man. They're just, you know.
They've got their favorites and they hang out with them. It's like anything.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just like anything.
They,
I just don't, man. Yeah. I mean,
I don't like it.
I get, but again, it's like I really do sincerely. This is a sincere statement right now. I sincerely do not understand the left. I don't because it's like it's okay for them to do this, but when we do it as conservatives, we're the devil. We're the evil people. Like,
I saw a Facebook or a meme that was I can excuse an attack on the Capitol, but I draw the line at Target. It's like, well, the thing is, nobody's excusing it, but you have to understand the difference in the two is that, so there's corrupt lawmakers that allow people to get away with doing bad shit, and we should probably hold them accountable.
Definitely.
By burning down Target. I don't know how that fucking correlates. But there are people in D.C. making laws, and there's also some shit that's happening in D.C. that people are getting away with that's pretty corrupt that we want to stop. So when they actually directly attack the people responsible, you're fucking more mad about that than you are about burning down Target over corrupt individuals. I don't understand the logic there. I'm not excusing it, but like, I fucking don't get it. I don't understand. Like, if Will kicks my dog, I'm not going to Owen's house and fucking killing his cat. I'm not. I don't understand. I don't understand it. Like, Will, you kicked my dog. That video is so fuck funny. But no, like, I just don't. I don't get that. I mean, I understand, you know, what happened to George Floyd was some shit, and like, I get it, whatever. There was a reason that there were protests. I'm not saying there shouldn't have been protests. There shouldn't have been riots, and people shouldn't have broken into the Capitol. I'm not saying they should have, but at least that makes more sense to me. An attack on people responsible versus an attack on people not fucking responsible. One's more logical to me. Not saying I'm condoning either or, but one seems more logical. And if you can't see that, you're probably on the left. I'm just saying.
The way I would have liked to see it handled, I would have loved to have seen a formal press conference, and I would have loved to have seen a face, a leader, who would have stood out and announced whatever policies, and they would have said, this is how we're going to handle this. We feel there's been an injustice. I would have liked there to have been a singular individual, or at least some kind of headpiece, or there would have been something, or then it seems like, I don't know. Like I said, I didn't study it. I didn't look into it. It just seems like it was rather sloppily and haphazardly done, but I don't know. I wasn't part of it. Maybe there's a stage two that I didn't see or something.
We totally got the guy with the fucking with the fucking headdress.
We got him?
This is running. No, I'm saying that's what we got
for the guy. That's the leader.
That was the guy running through there. Fucking with his goddamn beefalo headdress.
I don't think eligible for. Is he a candidate?
I don't think I want to be under.
I don't even know what the fuck he is.
I don't think I want him to.
I don't know what the fuck he is at all. I don't get it.
I'm hearing a lot of talk about a civil war brewing. Okay.
But, now, yeah.
I'm not saying it's a civil war as in, like, back in the day where everyone's getting to load their muskets and six shooters, but I'm something big.
Huge.
If for no other reason, we have to avoid that simply because if I was another nation and the United States went into a civil war, I would look at that like the most obvious opportunity.
Oh, Jesus.
It would be like a shark.
Hell yeah.
You're just, I don't know. I can't really even describe it to you how catastrophic that would be.
It is a terrifying thought.
I would,
you know, it really is.
I would move in and up that ass so fast that the rest of the world would be left like they'd look at each other, and right then I would know I had put everybody in checkmate. That I was the voice that you were going to listen to until my voice was ever so quieted. Oh, it would be so. It would be horrible. But from
he's
a winner's
like,
standpoint.
Like, eventually, they're going to fuck me over too, but god damn it.
It'd be with a tear in my eye. I'd hand my little boy the keys to the world, and I'd be like, I don't know how long we get to drive, but buddy, we're driving now.
Get in and punch it.
That shit is terrifying, man. I mean,
it would cost more lives than any of, actually, it cost more lives than all the previous wars and pandemics combined, I would dare say.
Oh, I agree with you on that, for sure.
Because they'd all be American lives, as far as American lives lost.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, no, we're not worth that much.
Matt, you're just
we're not worth that much.
There's other currencies.
You see how much money they spewed out to other people? Fuck them. Matt's not worth shit.
Matt's only worth a hot dog and a handshake.
Fucking not even a handshake.
You know what the big hot dogs out of, don't you?
Not even the handshake, bud. They fucking, oh my god.
Damn. So I guess
for
that subject, we can only hope for the best.
Prepare for the worst.
Prepare for the worst. Just be ready to stand your ground if you need to. Hopefully it doesn't get to that point. But I don't see any
bullets.
Any compromise anytime soon. But I wanted to, while we're on the podcast together, Matt, you and I both.
The shit cast.
The last show, I kind of want to rewind a little bit here. I want to wish everybody a happy new year, a Merry Christmas, yeah. A happy Kwanzaa, and a happy Hanukkah, because, you know, I...
We've been busy with a lot of things.
Life.
Yeah, you know, life happens. Some things changed with me in a big way. You know, I'm spending a whole lot more time with my family now, and that's cool. But you know, I haven't been able to see Wiley Will here as much. Get together to do this, so I'm really glad we're doing it. I'm glad Owen's here with us. You know,
it's good to have a guest on. It's been a while since we've had a guest.
Well, it's been a while since we've done this. Feels like it's been almost fucking years,
months.
You know?
Almost 2 months.
So,
with that being said, the last episode we did, we shared our experiences that we had with the COVID-19 virus.
Yeah.
And a lot's happened since then. We have a vaccine.
I hear people have been getting fucked up from that vaccine.
We
a guy died.
We have a cure. Well, yeah, actually, I wanted to pull. I pulled this up here. So people are getting the vaccine. It's going on. I actually have family who work in the medical industry and have been vaccinated. I know a few people. I had one guy was like, "Yeah, it's 3 days in," or yeah, I think he said 3 days after my COVID vaccine, and I'm doing just fine. I was like, "Listen, bud," I was like, "get back with me in 6 months, and then we can talk. If you're okay in 6 months, then we're." Then maybe I'll consider it. But there's a doctor in Florida, died several weeks. Listen,
yep.
Weeks yep. After receiving the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, he couldn't get his platelets back up or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. So he it's unclear why. It was a Dr. Gregory Michael. He was 56 years old, an OBGYN doctor at Miami Beach, Florida.
He was a twat doctor.
In Miami Beach.
Wow. Yeah. Could you imagine?
That'd be a hard job.
Fuck,
I'm sorry.
I want that job.
I'm sorry. I don't care how fucking misogynistic this sounds. That'd be a hard fucking job. Fucking job.
Matt would be fired in a week.
I don't think I'd get fired in a week. I think I just wouldn't take that job. I think the first, like, there'd be some smoking hot lady come in there, and I would just be like, "I'm sorry, but at this point, I'm looking at you for more than just my job."
It'd be like being a plastic surgeon in LA.
I mean, I actually imagine, though, like, after you've seen, like, your 12th one on the job, you're like, "Fuck. All right."
I mean, I'm glad you acknowledged that.
You know what I mean?
I like how you're using your mind for your imagination for the beautiful and the good. I love that. But you gotta also consider that there's another end of that rainbow.
Like, yeah.
And
you
that
gotta
could be
think,
an ugly thing.
You gotta think, like, you fucking, some ladies you're like, "Thank God." Other you're like, "Oh, fuck."
You think, like, some women just pull down their bridges.
Well,
and it's like,
you know, I'm gonna give you the opposite.
I was gonna say there's
I'm
a
gonna
hand
give
that
you the opposite end of this shit. Like, so, like, fucking when I went to boot camp, they give you like this physical and shit. And this lady, like, it was weird, dude. She's like old lady, like, ew. But like, she's doing the physical and then make turn your head and cough and shit, whatever. And then she, like, lifts up my dick. It's so weird. She grabbed my dick and, like, picked it up and was, like, kind of, like, fondling my nuts a little bit, like, feeling around for something I don't fucking know.
Ball
and
cancer,
I'm just like, I wonder, I'm like, there's been, like, 100 other fucking recruits come through here. I'm like, how many dicks has this lady? I'm like, what? I felt pretty gross. I needed to go fucking wash my dick, like, go take a whore bath in the fucking bathroom or something. But like, I'm like, how many dicks has this lady seen today? That's what I'm saying. The other fuck, that's the abstinence. Like, some ladies you meet when you're a gynecologist, you're like, you know, you got a pretty nice set of equipment down there. That's nice. Other ladies, you're probably like, oh my God, what happened? Same with that lady on that day. She's seen anything from fucking half inch long to fucking like hogs and shit.
She's seen yours and was like, oh, it's so cute.
I know. She's seen a bunch of uncut sweaty dicks.
Uncut sweaty dicks. Okay. Fucking hey, we got off subject here.
This lady, this poor lady hates her fucking life.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, she's just like, her whole day is fucking grabbing nuts. And... I feel so bad for her. It would be way easier to be a gynecologist, even if you were a woman, I think. Like, I don't even think you could be a gay dude and be like, bring in the 112th dick. I don't think you could.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think.
This went south real fast.
I'm just saying, it was the worst shit. I felt so bad for that lady.
Oh my god.
I reminded of my first physical.
You know, and she's got to do that every day, so.
Yeah.
Just saying.
What happened in your first physical, bud?
Oh, man. Well, mine was an attractive woman, and I didn't fully understand what was going on because it was for elementary football, you know? And so.
Don't tell me you popped a
No, I didn't get like that. No,
he said attractive woman, and I'm like thinking he's in school popping woodies.
No, I don't want to boast or anything, but I remember that. I didn't know that that was going to happen. I just remember her down there. I remember her words. She said, excellent growth. And I didn't understand at the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm hired, Slong. Yeah. Excellent growth. I didn't know what it's fantastic.
But now in hindsight, I mean, it stuck with me, obviously.
That's been a part of his ego for the last fucking 20 years.
Well, I was excited. Everything was healthy.
It's why he's humble. He's like, what do I got to prove? My dick's huge.
Yeah.
I want to share that story, and I was like, well,
no, that's Matt a fantastic story.
I'll share mine.
That's
a
great story. Oh, she didn't compliment my junk. She just wanted me to cough.
I'll tell you, all right, since we're on this subject.
I wish
now,
she'd have complimented it. Fuck, I might have I feel better about myself.
I'll tell you, like, I actually just recently.
She just kind of giggled and looked the other way, so.
She giggled. So listen, I just recently went to get a physical done.
Yeah.
And the doctor.
The whole reason they went is because sometimes they grab your dick.
Shut the fuck up. Let me tell my story.
He's promoting male health right here. This is
yes. You should get your physical. Feel your genitals.
Anyways. You should always fondle your genitals.
So I went to the doctor. Right? I'm getting this physical done. And my doctor, a female doctor. Yes, an attractive female doctor.
That's why I said sometimes they touch your pee-pee, and that's why he.
Well, she was showing another doctor that's going to be working in the same office the ropes, you know, and also another attractive woman, and they come in and they do their, you know, we do our thing, and then she's like,
so Willie popped a boner.
Well, listen, she says, stand up and drop your trousers, and I go, oh, I was like, hold on. I was like, wait a minute, ladies. I was like, it's really cold in this room, so cut me some slack. She was like, well, keep your underwear on. I was like, Jesus
Christ. Oh, see, that's where you fucked up. So you thought they were going to look at your pee-pee.
It would have been embarrassing, bro. It was cold in that room.
Oh, that's what everyone says if they have a small penis. Usually, I just come right out and tell them. It's really small. And that way, when they see it and they see how small it is, they're like, well, it's not really small. It's just small. So
it's not really.
So that, you know, it automatically appears to be bigger. You know,
tactics. See. Now you've given your secret away, though, man.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help out a bunch of our male listeners.
Anyway,
I imagine there's not too many females listening to us.
Especially
not after today's episode.
I'm gonna trail on back to the COVID subject now. Jesus, man.
That doesn't affect your boner making ability, does it? Because like
COVID,
yeah.
I don't
know. Studies are still out on that one, but
we don't, dude. There's a lot we don't know about this yet, so it could.
All right, we're just making sure.
So, anyways,
I mean, I've boned since then. I'm just saying. I just want to know.
Okay. Well, good for you.
I just. Well.
Anyways, I'm going to read a subject now. I'm sorry, an article about a subject.
I just missed you guys, and you missed my tangents. Willie clearly has not.
So Dr. Gregory Michael, 56, OBGYN, blah, 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 out of Miami Beach, Florida.
He took his tail to South Beach.
Yeah, yeah. He died several weeks after receiving the shot. He received it on December 18th, and he died, well, he died just this past week. So he had a, it says right here, he died after suffering a hemorrhaged. I am fucking stupid. Again, we don't do this podcast for facts or for smart things.
Or for medical terminology.
Or for yes.
Our coding.
We are not WebMD.
He had a stroke, guys, resulting from the lack of platelets, like you were saying.
Something.
Platelets? No, am I saying that right?
Blood platelets? The white blood platelets or something?
Fucking stupid?
No, you're not.
Yeah. I'm not a very good reader.
You read good.
Right? Platelets?
It's you read well, Owen. You read well.
That is proper English. Yeah, yeah, okay. So yeah.
Hey, Willie, you know what this whole world needs is more gummies. And you want a gummy, buddy? I think you should have a gummy with us, buddy.
I'm good. I'd rather just rip a bowl. It's instant. If I take a gummy right now, dude, I'm gonna go home, and an hour from now, I'm gonna be fucking riding a unicorn with dragon wings back to your apartment. Is this
what this is? We won't cry.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
They'd be like ripping a bowl, yep.
Yeah, we won't cry if you ride a dragon back here with a unicorn.
Nope.
Go on, buddy.
All right, I can vape.
Those are fucking tasty. Those ones are actually really tasty. The other ones are gross tasting, but these ones are really tasty.
That's the blue raspberry.
One's from Emily City Road in the pier.
So he had, he went to the emergency 3 days after the shot because he had dots on his skin that indicated internal bleeding. So that's really weird. Why does a shot give you internal bleeding? I mean, I guess it can if it ain't administered.
Hey, I just want to say that we're eating locally made weed gummies.
Two-thirds of us.
They're made right in the pier.
Ingesting and consuming.
Emily City Road, the pier, Michigan.
Yeah, plug them.
Lauren Investments. These are very good gummies.
Yes.
MKX Extra Strength Gummies. We've got...
we are not sponsored by nor endorsed or affiliated.
No,
related
I'm just,
to.
These are, you know, there's a delicious tasting gummies. Blazing Blue Raspberry. This is probably my favorite flavor.
So, man, this is crazy. Like, it was with the Pfizer vaccine, right? It was with the Pfizer vaccine, yeah.
Does Steffi have any gummies at the house?
She does not.
Here.
So that's you're starting to see more and more negative side effects of this vaccine, which I'm sure the majority is fine, but there's always going to be some kind of side effects with a vaccine or medication. It's normal, right? I mean, no matter what you do, no matter what you take, there's always something. It's a chemical going in here, a foreign chemical going in into your body.
Every day we have to reevaluate what the new normal is.
There's two of them in here, but they're not strawberry kush, they're blue raspberry.
Thank you.
So it's mislabeled. Because it's in a strawberry.
Yeah, and they're also 18 milligrams, not
20.
That's like 20 point something or 21 point something it says on there. But these are 18.
Okay.
18.75 milligram per serving.
I'm gonna
or per gummy.
So since we're on this subject, are you guys going to take the COVID vaccine when it's available?
No.
Straightforward.
I'm open to it.
Okay.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm more 60-40 in favor of getting it. However, I'm under the influence and impression that it should take probably 2 or 3 years for a vaccine.
Right. That's
yes.
What I thought.
That's why I'm hard no right now.
It's not a hard no. Every day we make new
advances. As of right now,
that's
yeah.
True, too.
As of right now, though, yeah. Especially when you see the videos of them fucking not even, like, the fake injection. Like, come on.
believe half of what you see, half of what you read, none of what you hear, whatever the old saying is. So, yeah, I get it. And I definitely have your caution up. I mean, if something doesn't feel right, where there's smoke, there's typically fire, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. I'd have to do more research for myself.
Yeah. It's just, it's a hard one. It's like, because, like, but when I started getting vaccinated more, you know what I'm saying? Like, going to the Marine Corps, I get all kinds of immunizations and shit. Like, you get flu shots every year, you get stupid nasal flu bullshit. Like, and then you always get sick. And that's when I started actually getting sick more, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, before, I fucking never had any, like, flu shots or nothing from the time I was, like, pretty young till fucking I was 19. And I'd, like, rarely get sick. You know? And I'd get sick more often later on. What is it? Causation doesn't necessarily equal, or correlation doesn't necessarily equal causation, or whatever, however that saying goes. Right. That's probably wrong, probably butchering it, but you know, I could, you know, might not have anything to do with that. But I don't know. I just know that I'm not really, I already don't get many vaccinations, and because that hasn't really been, you know, tested long enough, we don't know shit about it. We really don't know shit about the disease,
right,
or the virus, right, rather. So how the fuck are we going to know about a vaccine?
I'm kind of with Owen on this one, though. It's like, it happened so fast.
Yeah.
Is there some static coming through?
No, that's, it's your fan. It happened so fast, which, but again, technology is never stopping when it comes to evolution. So it's complete. It's always continuously getting bigger, getting better.
You know, that's how I know these gummies are going to get bigger and better.
That's right, bud. More dialed in to suit your needs.
Fucking potheads.
Hey, man, it's cool. We tailor-suited to take away anxiety, including CBDs, and we don't want to get all buzzed out. Still feel in control.
I'm fucking just geeked about these gummies, y'all. And it's mostly because I've eaten about 10 of these mofos today. Actually, I'm at like 8 or 9 right now. I'll get to 10. Don't you worry. Well, I mean, after this podcast, I got to check on that download. It's probably done now. Well, you know what's going on then. I'm going to play some games.
So, yeah.
Do you have a percentage as to what you're at on your
the vaccine?
In favor of 50-50, 60-40.
So I'm not an anti-vaxxer type of person, but I'm not really, like, I've never gotten a flu shot. So, I mean, I'll probably never get it just because I just fucking don't care about getting it, really. My biggest concern is this whole, like,
we drink enough grandpa's calf syrup.
Right. I mean, I drink enough whiskey to kill anything. So, if
speaking of which.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
He's drinking it neat.
But, I mean, it boils down to, like, I don't want, like, I'm afraid they're going to make, like, this, like, a mandatory thing to where, like, if you don't have this vaccine, you can't do anything or go anywhere.
Liquor and
horse. I think it's bullshit.
If it comes liquor out, that's all and
I mean, if this virus even had a 93% death rate, then I would be like, okay. But it's, like, literally, 99.7% our survival rate. 93%.
You just fucked my brain up a little bit there for a second, buddy.
But 90.
I might get a vaccine if we got a 90-some% death rate. Either that, or I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, I fucked that up.
Either that, or I'm just gonna.
If this was the Black Plague, then yes.
I thought you were that stiff on us. Like, no, man, 93% fatality. Yeah, we're fucked,
dude.
I was like, okay.
I'm like, you're gonna wait till that long? Like,
this motherfucker has balls,
man. I applaud you for being so spot on. You'd had so much forethought.
No, man.
The things that were spooky to me, man, the most thing, I know this doesn't really help with the vaccine, but as I understand it, our former president, Bush, he read something about the Spanish influenza, spooked him, that's when he wrote this playbook for how to handle a pandemic, right?
Oh, okay.
Then our former President Obama took office. He had his playbook, right? Literally a playbook.
And I'm sure every president's adding their little tidbits.
Except for this one, he threw the playbook out the window. He had two playbooks, and he didn't go with either of them. He didn't go with his own. He just kind of audibled his way to where we're at now. And
Jesus.
Now we're here. Which doesn't help with the backseat, but yeah. Side note.
So, Owen, like, so what, like, So you think like Donald Trump could have done better to handle this pandemic? What do you think he should have done?
He could have done things differently. Well, I guess there is no other way to say it. He could have done things
better, yeah.
Because there's other countries that have already established that they can do things better. However, my stance on that one would be that certain equations don't work. You know, certain adapters won't. If what you do in one country won't always work, what you do in a different over here.
Right? Yeah, see,
certain economies over there won't.
I've said that too. Like, you know what I mean? If we would have all stayed open and practiced herd immunity, it would have worked like Sweden or whatever it was. And people are like, no, it wouldn't work that way because we're not Sweden. And it's like, okay, so then how do you propose we do anything different? Okay, well, we're not the country that you speak of that's okay now.
Well,
so it's hard, yeah.
The one thing I understand about herd immunization is that the infection rate has to be 1-to-1 rather than 3-to-1, which is what Corona was at. I'm not sure where it is at currently.
Let's hit one last shout out.
Well, you know, there's another
variant.
Two.
Yeah.
Two. And one came from the UK. And going back to your question, like,
you're saying about
RexMD.com? No, what? I think we're getting pop-ups, boys. I'm gonna have to.
Willie hasn't downloaded any antivirus for his computer. Will's computer needs a vaccine.
My laptop has.
You better talk to Bill Gates.
The laptop got the COVID, bud.
You better talk to Bill Gates, bud. It'll help you.
It is a virus.
What I was going to say, though, going back, reiterating your statement about other countries have done better, but given that they've made, I don't think the UK has done better. One example of a country that hasn't, especially, you know, they basically got their own version of the virus that they, I would say that like a lot of the statistics are just not accurate, and that's where you won't convince me that we did bad or that we could have done better because of that. Because
I couldn't really say that we could have done better.
I do have one thing where I can say that.
Go ahead, Matt. Finish your statement.
No, yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm not sure that I can say that we could have done better. Really, like you said, different maybe, but. Like, what could we have done that would have been better?
I am a huge, huge, huge believer. There's only one thing, really, I believe in more than if you do not learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. And that's my faith in Jesus. So it gets on a religious level.
Hey, man, that's good. We welcome it.
If you do not learn from what you've done, from what you've not succeeded at, you're doomed to be failing at that forever.
Right.
If you do not learn from history, you're going to repeat it. And we were blessed and cursed with having not even just the Black Plague alone should have taught us stuff, but to have almost 100 years prior to this, to have the Spanish influenza go through, and to have so many striking similarities. Like a government mistrust for one thing.
Right.
And I'm not trying to badmouth any particular government and how they handled it, because that's not my place, nor is it my job. I do have strong opinions on that, which I will keep reserved at this time. But definitely government to government communications could have been improved and enhanced to an enormously different scale. I mean, it's essentially like it was third down and 19 and you're trying to run the draw play. You're handing the ball off. And it's like, no, homie, we're putting the ball in the air. We need too many yards.
Hail Mary. Hail Mary, yeah.
They were calling the wrong plays at the wrong time. So, yes, and then in that sense, you could have done things differently. That's just one small angle. So, yeah, from a historical standpoint, failures in the past, such as government mistrust, just a little iceberg.
That's a good point, though. It is a good point. Yeah.
It's definitely not a good thing that we have government mistrust. Though I don't think you should blindly trust anybody, really.
little DTA.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know so what you mean.
I never blindly trust anyone, but...
No, but the people that we elect, we should be able to trust them.
Yes, right, yeah, this is the whole reason we elected them in the first place.
We looked at them for leadership, and a lot of them just didn't stand the ground.
But
know?
The thing right. Is like, you know, there's government mistrust because of corruption. And how are we ever going to fix that? How are we, as human beings, ever going to fix that? Because as long as we've had a government, maybe not as long, but not long after our government here in America was made, they were bringing in money and fucking us.
That sounds like
constitution. Essentially, it's how are we going to make money off of these people without them knowing how much they're just making us?
That's age old, dude. That's age old, and that goes on in all regions of the world.
Yeah, and everyone's like, "Oh, it's just capitalism. It's just capitalism." No, it's like, capitalism. No, it's everywhere, dude. Every form of fucking government is making money off of you because they can.
Right.
Because they can. What the fuck do you think they do?
Well,
what do you think they do all day? Do you think they go out and pick up your garbage, and that's how they're making their money? No. Some poor sap makes $20 an hour to drive around in that fucking truck and get dirty, and everyone looks down on him while they work at McDonald's.
He gets
fucking
dental.
Working
yeah,
with
or she does.
Just as bad as shit. Yeah. Motherfucker gets dental. You work at McDonald's, beg for $15 an hour and look down on him. You fucking make the same amount as working in a nursing home somewhere, and you're like, oh, at least I'm not doing garbage. He's like, hey, at least I don't have to see people die every other fucking week. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's fucking ridiculous. But, I don't really know. Capitalism isn't the problem. It's people running the show.
It was like I told you the story about how down where there are cartels, I don't want to name names, but I say cartel, it kind of paints a picture. But the locals would get together because they've had enough, right? You, I, we three are going to get together. We're going to chase this cartel out of this neighborhood. So then they clear out the cartel, and then there's all that money sitting around waiting to be made. The cartel's not making it. They became the cartels.
Yes.
That's the worst part about it. So how you change that, I would argue that diplomacy...
What is it? Batman? It's Batman. You, what is it? What does he say?
He says,
I am Batman.
No, you live... That. You be the hero or something, or live long enough to become the villain or whatever.
I see. Okay.
You either live long enough, see yourself become the villain.
You die a hero or live
die
long
a hero
enough
or live
villain.
Long enough to become the villain. Yeah. Well, like that's the thing is like, look,
Batman
if body. You're not fucking okay, so it, if it's not your circus, whose monkey are you? One, I've always thought about that. If this ain't my circus and I'm not the one running the show,
right?
I'm fucking making somebody else's money right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm a leaf on somebody's river here, but yeah.
And
got you.
All of these other people, like business owners and shit, are like, ha 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 ha, because they're fucking making money, but they're still paying fucking a shitload of money out.
Right.
To who? To who? Someone who had fuck all to do with the process. You know what I'm saying? Who's there painting fucking cabinets, Willie? Who's there painting cabinets, Willie? It's me and you, but I know there's people over in fucking Washington making money off of that. You know what I'm saying? Among other people that don't do shit. So we're more mad.
Perhaps.
We're more mad at the fucking guy sitting on his ass. Right? And when somebody gets in office and he's like, well, you should probably have to do a drug test to get your welfare. And we're all like, yeah, you should. And then they all fucking hate us because we're like, yeah, get a drug test, loser. And they're like, yeah, but you smoke pot, dickhead. And you're like, I don't give a fuck. I work. And you know what I'm saying?
That's my thing about drug tests.
We're making all this fucking money for the government. What are they doing? Telling us what we can do. And they get all that money.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And they're like, well, we're helping this guy over here. And you're like, well, you're fucking taking my money to help that guy over there.
Yeah, right.
And that guy's like, yeah, give me that fucking money. Fuck that guy over there complaining about it. Yep. We shouldn't have to starve. And you're like, no, you shouldn't fuckface, but don't be arrogant about it either, you piece of shit. And like, they don't take that. And, you know, it's a vicious cycle.
It can be.
Like,
I've always lived on the standards of only help those who help themselves. I have no problem doing that. If you're trying.
Or only help people who would do the same for anyone else.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're trying, then you're trying, right? It ain't like you're just being a lazy bastard. You're trying. So I have no problem helping you out. If you need a loaf of bread, if you need some, you know, some eggs, whatever you need, you know, that's one thing. But if you're a lazy asshole, I don't want to fund your ass. Go out and contribute.
Right.
You know, the way any society works is if everybody puts in something.
Even when it comes down to, like, you, everyone listening in your circle of friends, you know, there's certain people you buy a beer for any day of the week. And then there's other people that you're like, I hope this motherfucker brings his own beer. That's all I gotta say. That's
such a good one.
That's
to say
all
it.
I gotta
that
say.
That is a true.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I, you know, that I'm not so saying true, I'm dude. Not saying it about you. You brought beer.
No, I.
But we do this. You know what I'm saying all the time. There's some people that come over. You're like, I hope this motherfucker brought their own beer because, like, I know you're just gonna come over here expecting beer.
Yeah, and drink my beer. The shit I work
right.
for.
Yeah, like it happens. Yeah.
Shit.
You know.
Man.
So, but no, and like, you know, even the whole fence thing, like I hear a lot of people talk about like, oh, we don't need a wall on the border, and then they're sitting in a fucking fenced in yard. It's like, well, what are you trying to do? Oh, well, I got dogs, so you don't want to watch them. Right? It's like, well, what do you mean? It's my dog. I got to keep him in the yard. Yeah, but you don't want to watch him. You don't want to watch him. Well, we got to keep other things out of the yard. Yeah, but you don't want to watch your yard then. And it's like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, well, if you ain't got a fucking wall around your border, you better fucking be standing there watching and make sure nothing comes in your yard. You better make sure your dog don't get out.
Yeah.
Well, that's a stupid analogy. No, it's not. Imagine having fucking 7 million dogs. I'm like, now watch all of them. I'm like, why don't you want your dog to run free?
Sometimes.
Well, it's my dog. Okay, well, that's the fucking dumbest shit in the world then. Like, you know what I mean? You should not have a dog. You should let that dog fuck. You should not have a dog. It should be free.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, same with us. If you wouldn't allow your dog to just run free and do whatever, it's like, well, don't allow your people to do it either. Because we shouldn't have a bunch of random people coming in and out of here, Will. Just like you wouldn't let random people coming in and out of your yard. If it looks like a dog, it could still be a coyote and it could come in there and eat your dog. I'm just saying.
Take your free range chickens.
The only reason
range,
I say coyote is because that's a real thing. There's people in Mexico that they call coyotes, bringing in children's and other shits. Yeah.
Well, that was some tangent there, bud.
Well, I've been on the weed gummies all day.
I mean, the tangents just come out of you naturally.
Then I come in and got the liquors.
Every time we do this.
But I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, people don't realize, like, how fucking stupid they are when they talk about this stuff. And it's like, not saying it's, like, that stupid. I get it if you don't want borders. I get it if you don't want people to starve. I get it. But there's a point where you got to fucking be like, you're not starving. There's a reason we do need a wall. I've got a fence around my yard right now. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have a fence around shit. You don't have a yard.
No, but I have a fucking lock on my front door. But I have a lock on my front door. No, why would I need the lock on my front door? Why would I need a fenced-in yard? Why would I need a border? Why do I need any of that?
Are you trying to keep
Am I worried about my cat turning that fucking door handle and getting out?
He probably could.
Am I worried about my kid turning that door handle and getting out? Yeah, I'm worried about my kid getting out. More importantly, I'm worried about someone coming in here while my kid's in here sleeping. So do I need that lock on my front door? I guess I don't technically need it.
I agree with everything.
Shouldn't have a fucking
saying,
wall either.
But I don't know how that has anything to do with
No,
because
well, I don't know how we got out here. But, you know what I'm
I
saying
don't know
is
either.
People want to talk about how it's like, oh, well, it's like stuff's not right. But like, if you look on the other side, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's like two sides to every
well,
bit of everything.
It goes back to, you know, back to the COVID conversation.
I really don't know how we arrived there.
A lot of people think other countries did handle it right. All I know is that we were all in it together. You know, this wasn't a U.S. thing or a U.K. thing.
Were we, though? I'm pretty sure.
I'm in it together with some of us, man.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure there's some people.
Let's dive into that.
Some people's in orbit right now laughing at us. They're
aliens?
Yeah, probably.
Speaking of aliens, we.
I saw your shit on Facebook.
That is going to be a subject of the next podcast because I want to dive into that. Just to put it out there, I just want to speak on it just for a moment.
For that, dude.
I want to speak on it for just a moment here. The new stimulus package bill that passed, the COVID relief package, says there's an agreement in there that the government within the first 180 days of 2021 must disclose all information about UFOs and alien life. But the stimulus package had other shit too, like money to send to like Iran or Pakistan.
Yeah,
or
dumb
gender
shit.
Studies.
Financial.
Gender studies.
That's another subject we can get into. Like, that's fucked. And who can
I actually know a little bit about some related.
Oh
issues.
Shit!
I don't know about that one. So
I'm gonna tell you what. When we talk
Jesus
about that subject,
fuck.
I will have you come back on the show and we'll dive into that because I want to be educated because from my point, it just sounds like that money could be spent elsewhere. But we can talk about it, you know, maybe give you a chance to study up on it more, maybe me a little bit to study up on it more, and we can kind of talk about
Absolutely.
It. But that is in the stimulus package. There's a lot of shit. And it was ridiculous.
A lot of dumb. Yeah.
But I think what we can agree
that's
on.
That's why I was joking. I'm like, we're not worth shit.
But some of these subjects I do want to dive into another episode. But I think
really ain't worth nothing, man.
I think at this point this is a good closing point here. And we can agree that COVID has
one last shot before we take this episode out, buddy.
One more shot for the road. I'm not driving, by the way. I'm not driving, by the way.
Willie's driving his ghost bus back across the fucking street. The 16 feet.
Yeah, I don't live far from that. So none of us live far from each other. So
no. Well, except for you, but he's at my disposal right now.
He doesn't live far.
He's at my disposal right now.
Well, everyone, thanks for checking out the Thoughtcaster Variety Show. We appreciate you guys listening. And have a blessed new year. I mean, hopefully I think
let's try to make 2021 better.
We'll try.
It won't be, you know, whatever.
And at the end of this,
the tremors are coming. I thought Jeepers Creepers was coming.
Haven't seen him yet.
The tremors.
I'm positive we're gonna see zombies, though. I know it.
I think eventually we're gonna see something. Might not be zombies. Frankenstein's monster would be pretty cool.
No, I think that
what is that? The gremlins. What are they called before the gremlins?
Gremlins?
No, before they turn into gremlins, what are they called?
Gremlins?
No, Magi or something like
that. Magwai.
Okay.
The Magwai.
Fuck,
we're going to start seeing them, bitches.
Right. Oh, man.
Remember
Gizmo
Furbies? Remember Furbies? That was a precursor. Furbies was a precursor to this. Yeah. Just saying.
I just want to say, listen.
I remember that shit. You can't fool me.
We talk a lot of shit on this show, but we're not that malicious. We just act like it. But there is a real problem.
I might be. I hail from Viking descent.
No, you aren't. Shut the fuck up.
What? Well, yeah, a little bit.
We really are concerned. At least I can speak for myself.
I am too, and when I say I hail from Viking descent, you should probably stick close to me if shit hits the fan. That's all I'm saying.
I'm seeing a lot of double standards.
Warlord potential.
I'm seeing a lot of double standards on both sides of the political spectrum here.
Yeah.
And I am going to talk shit about that and call it out on this show because.
Yeah,
as
Republican,
of right now,
Democrat, left, right, it's kind of fucked. I've been saying this for a minute. We're the fucking same bird.
Left, right, or center.
Like, we're two wings of the same bird, and it's kind of fucked that we have either side is trying to fuck with everyone.
I'm just going to say this now. As of right now, we have a platform where we can speak our minds, and until we are silenced, we're going to continue to do so.
Yeah.
And that's not going to stop. And if this platform fails, we will try to we'll seek out other ones because someone's got to do it. And I know we're on a low spectrum here. We don't necessarily have the biggest audience.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we're making that speech way too soon. We got like six people.
I don't care.
Listening.
I'll make it now. And I'll make it when we have thousands. However, I do want
six people listening.
I want the goal. Shut the I want the goal of this show to just be more comedic than anything. And I will definitely, we will definitely try to direct it.
It's definitely a joke now.
This
shit
this
show.
Is what happens when I try to have a sincere closing moment.
Well, we all love it.
And this is why we call this the shit cast.
It is. It really is.
Or the shit show because
what did you expect?
It's nonsense.
What did you expect? We haven't done this in 2 months. I was getting stupid.
Anyways. Love thy neighbor, people.
Yeah,
love thy neighbors.
Love,
for God's sakes,
love
your neighbor,
thy neighbor. Willie's and Willie's like for
share
real. Thy
your
neighbor.
Sugar.
That was my part two to peace. Number one was diplomacy. Number two was treat other people's kids like you're.
Yes.
The only reason Willie's saying love thy neighbor and clutching his fist so hard
trying
is
because
he's had to do this podcast with his neighbor.
I'm fucking
he's like,
done. I'm
he's
done
like,
now.
I hate everybody.
Thank you for
I
listening.
I love you guys.